I am Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for 40 plus years. I'm going to talk about two tough interview questions that are really the same question but approached from different directions. And the questions are, tell me about a time when a supervisor or your manager or your director disagreed with a decision that you made. And the reverse question is, tell me about a time when your team disagreed with you on a decision that you made. Now, to some degree, one is geared, can be geared toward a staff level individual. That's the first question. The other one is clearly for someone at a manager level, but can be done for people at all levels. So again, the first question is, tell me about a time where your supervisor disagreed with a decision that you made, or manager or director. Tell me about a time when your team disagreed with you on a decision that you made. Now, what firms are trying to find out, at least in the U.S., I don't know if culturally it's appropriate for other parts of the world, but this is a U.S.-centric answer. What they're trying to find out is how you are a consensus builder. Now, for example, in the case of the team disagreeing, you would invite the team to discuss their concerns with you. You would talk about how you came to the decision and find some level of consensus or agreement between the two points. That's pretty obvious. And try and give a concrete example of it. The other one, in the reverse situation, is tell me about a time where a supervisor disagreed with the decision that you made, is to do the same thing in reverse, to basically say, I hear you. Could you walk me through your thinking about this so I can see if there are points that I missed? And you listen to them. And then you talk, you offer back what your thinking was in coming to the decision that you made and offering a level of consensus. I remember there was a time I ran a workshop for a group. I was responsible for leading it. And, it's an international men's organization. It's a good group of men. And there was a concern that the staff on the weekend had about one man who was going to come to work on the weekend. And I made a decision, explained it. The staff really disagreed strongly. And I heard them and pointed out to the principles that the organization held about inclusiveness to ensure that we did not act out of what I'll call shadow, fear, insecurity, in making our decision, that we upheld the virtues and principles of the organization, all the while listening to the men. But ultimately, I had to make a decision because that was my job for that weekend. It was the right decision. It was a hard decision for the others to take. And they accepted it, processed it when we got on site, and we had a spectacular workshop. Now, I share that story with you because if you're ultimately in the management role, even though you may hear and even though you may have to affect consensus, there is one more answer, and that is sometimes you're the person who's responsible and you have to make the call. And you have more experience than others, you have more insight than others, and it's your decision and you'll be held accountable for it later on. And you want to hear what the others say, and that's what I did in that story that I relayed, and it's your choice. And you have to make the decision and deal with the consequence. So three types of answers to those kind of situations. And as you can see, they're really the same question approached from different angles. So this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, look down. There's a like button. Leave a comment. Please let people know that this is a helpful video. It helps me with my rankings on YouTube. It helps me, helps other people by knowing that this is a worthwhile video. Now, I also want to encourage you to subscribe to my channel on YouTube, which is The Big Game Hunter TV. All one word, The Big Game Hunter TV. And you can also watch my videos on my website, jeffalpin.com. At my site, you can sign up for a complimentary subscription to No BS Job Search Advice, which is an easy and I publish weekly with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. There's lots of great content at my site. As I mentioned, the videos, previous articles I've done for my e-zine, podcasts on my radio show, which is broadcast weekly on Blog Talk Radio. It's called, surprisingly enough, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You can download the podcast on iTunes. In addition, there's lots of tools to help you, like places that you can post your resume to. You can search positions I'm recruiting for, find out about my coaching program, as well as the books and guides to job hunting I've written, as well as other people's books. So come over to jeffwaupen.com and just go exploring on the site. You'll find it worthwhile. Two final things. First of all, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether or not I can mention your name. I love to help your company staff positions. And finally, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people all over the world, except if you're a third-party recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. So this is Jeff Alpin. I hope you have a great day. A great day. Take care. Bye-bye.